good Friday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, also FM 106.3. And this morning, we are not on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. And at least one of our guests is bummed out about that. Just one of them. We'll introduce you to them in just a second. Haven't had them on the program in quite a while, so definitely glad to have them both on here.
We are excited to be here.
Elizabeth and Eric from the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce. Eric and I were in a movie together once.
We were in a movie together?
It was like a 4-minute movie.
Yes, it was a fantastic movie.
It was good acting on both parts, I think.
I think it shows up on IMDb if you look it up.
It's still on? Okay.
Yeah.
From the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce, again, Elizabeth and Eric joining us this morning. Going to talk about a big annual auction that you guys have going on.
That's right.
Yes, we're so excited.
And maybe share some other exciting news and tidbits about the county as we get through the program. First of all, the auction. You guys do this every year. Bring an item. Again, we were talking about how excited you were to be on Facebook Live this morning. You did. You filled up your truck with a lot of items.
I do. It's full of trucks. There's gift baskets and
water hoses,
a smoker. And well, certainly, so I always like to tell people that I have to bring my chamber hose with me. People tell me that I say that incorrectly and that it's hoses.
How is that hoses?
I'm not sure, but because I have four of them.
Okay, I thought you meant that one that's tied up right
That's
there.
Right. I have four hoses. No, hoses. That's right. I always get it wrong. But, so we have, and now two of those are from Southeastern Hose in Bremen, and people will fight over these things.
They literally do fight.
Yeah. The one I have here is one of the ones from Southeastern Hose, and you can put just all kinds of pressure, and it doesn't bust, and people leave them outside for years. So, in fact, I will be buying one of those. For all of your listeners out there, please don't bid on the Southeastern Hose hoses, because that one is mine.
Now, is this auction already up online right now?
So we have it online. It's not live, though, but it will start on October 12th. So they actually can go and get a sneak peek of the items.
Of the items. They can't sneak bid or anything like that.
They can't sneak bid, but they can go sneak peek.
Ooh, you can sneak peek? I didn't know that. Now, how do we do that?
Go to harrelsonauction.com. And everything
we have
is
our own fancy website.
We
address?
Do. It's cool.
We're getting up there. I love it.
So bookmark it. Make it your homepage if you're listening to us.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Your homepage. Send it to your friends.
October 12th?
October 12th.
That's
the 22nd.
Saturday?
Yes, it's a Saturday.
Yeah, so 14 days.
10 days.
10 days. Well, what's behind this auction? Why do you guys put this together every year?
So we do this for a couple of reasons. One is we want to make sure that our West Georgia businesses and our member businesses, well, really any business in West Georgia, has a chance to show off their products to a wide range of an audience. So we have folks certainly in the West Georgia area, Bremen, Tallapoosa, Carrollton, Villarica, Bowden, that bid and that look through the site. But we also have people from all across the country that look into this auction, because one of the auction drivers is Bidding for Good. And so Bidding for Good is a nationwide platform, and we ship stuff all over the nation.
Yeah,
I think
we've sent stuff to Texas, New York, California, but that helps us because it gets our members and businesses out there farther than just the West Georgia area.
Shipping and handling ever cost more than the actual item?
Sometimes.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I've had to call people and go, do you really want this? Because it's so fast.
Let's try the second place person. Let's give them a try. Yeah.
But the cool part is that, so these businesses can showcase their products. So not only if they donate a gift basket and somebody's looking online and they see kind of this cool looking gift basket, and maybe this person is going to bid on it, but the business is highlighted, their website's highlighted. And a lot of times what you'll see happens is if the bidding gets to where, it's at a price where I don't think I want to buy that. But let me go see what else this company has to offer. And so they'll dig through and they'll start digging through their website. And so it's a really good way to showcase your business and any services that you have. And then the other item is to really just fund the Chamber's Grow Harrelson initiatives, where we try to increase and grow our community and make it a better place to live.
And we'll talk about the membership and the benefits of being a chamber member.
It's fantastic.
The
but we, really, but we have one other thing. What you want to tell them?
What's that?
You want me to tell them?
You tell them.
So part of this year's auction is actually going to fund a youth scholarship for Harrelson County and Bremen City School student. So we're excited about that.
So we just give them a water hose? Is that what we're doing?
No. We're
money?
Giving them yes, we're
oh,
giving
cash.
Them money
fantastic.
to go to college.
Yes.
So, yes.
And what are the how can they apply for that, those students?
That would be a terror question.
Yeah, we haven't figured that part out yet. We got to get the money first. So go to harrelsonauction.com and bid. And then once we get all your money, we'll figure out how to do that. So.
How about the programs that will benefit? You're talking about Grow Harrelson. What does that include?
So, Grow Harrelson is a 501c3, and it was created to grow the community. And it has a lot of different parts to it. One part is just a straight-out contribution. And so we have about 33 investors. But the whole program is really designed, so next week we're taking 35 teachers from Bremen High School and the Harrelson County High School and some middle schools into the industries. They're going into Honda Precision Parts. They're going into Honda Lock. And they're going to see manufacturing in today's environment, which of course is different than, you know, I think in their mind it's 1973 Pittsburgh steel mill. But if you walk, it's a clean room in Honda Precision Parts and Honda Lock as well. So we want to show those teachers that their kids can go and have a great life after high school. And how would that be? And we're also going to let them talk to the HR folks. So it'll be Honda Precision, Honda Lock, and then we're going to have a lunch where Barco, which is the rubber company in Tallapoosa, and Carol EMC are going to talk about different jobs and how those teachers can help prepare their students. And you think it's pretty simple, but a lot of these kids walk into these job interviews and they just aren't prepared. So one of the what better way to do it than kind of go in and get our educators excited about the local opportunities. The other part is that we do trade missions where we go to site selectors to pitch Harrelson County sites for industrial purposes. And then the third part is we, you know, for instance, the Jersey Mike's, AT&T, and Duncan that's going into Bremen right now next to Captain D's, that was part of a Grow Harrelson initiative where we hired an external retail firm to create relationships. And those guys had a good relationship with Brad Culpepper, who's a local developer, got him excited about a site in Bremen. And now here he comes and he found some great tenants. So, you know, those are the kind of the three options that we have and what we use money for.
You talked about education a couple of times, brought that up, you know, scholarship and then touring for the students. Why is it important for you guys to have a good educational environment, a good relationship with the school system?
Well, you know, part of it is so the business community wants to know more about the education community, and the education community wants to know more about the business community, but it's hard for them to talk the same language. If you've ever been in a room with business community and educators, business community talks about careers, the education community talks about pathways, and they really are, while there's a lot of similarities, they're really completely different. So what we're doing is just meshing those two together so they can understand each other better. Because what we have to, you know, right now the buzzword in economic development or anywhere is workforce, is talent. Where am I going to find my people? And you can see that. I mean, you walk in the door at Target here in Carrollton, look on the door, there's a $13 an hour starting wage for a Target job. That's a lot of money for a job that probably was $7.50 to minimum wage a few years back. So you can see that labor market's tightening, and these companies are fighting for that talent. So how can we prepare our guys and girls and students and people to be competitive? And how can we keep them here and not put them on the road to Atlanta?
Is Harrelson County seeing similar results as the rest of the state is, and in Carroll County in particular, as far as there are so many jobs they're having trouble filling?
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure. You know, our unemployment sub 4, I want to say it's maybe 3.4. Everybody that wants a job has a job right now. And you're starting to see companies that had higher requirements, say a GED requirement or really even, you know, no marks on a criminal record. They're starting to look at opening that up a little bit and hiring folks. Because, you know, everybody, you know, we all run into trouble here or there. So, and these companies are starting to recognize it. And the cool thing about it is they're finding good people that they otherwise maybe 2 years ago didn't provide those opportunities for.
Before we take our first break and talk more about the auction that's coming up, again, going back to school, Harrelson County Schools, like the last 5 years, their graduation rate is really
incredible.
Jumped up.
Awesome.
A lot. And Bremen's been, you know, consistent.
That's
all
right.
The way through. How big of a deal is that when you're bringing in potential businesses looking for a place to set up shop maybe?
So, you know, business won't take your word for it. Business wants to see the results. And when they pull up a website or if they have a spouse that's, you know, looking to relocate to the area and they pull up the website and it shows a 56, a 64% graduation rate, they're not going to send their kids there. And they're going to worry about it. Well, now Harrelson County and Bremen, gosh, I can't remember the numbers, but it's 95%+. I want to say they're in the top of the region. And so that makes a huge difference. But you know, the real story behind that, certainly with the Harrelson County Schools, is 6 or 7 years ago, Harrelson County Schools, they were a detriment. That statistic was not good for the community because it was in the 50 or 60%. Now it's in the 90s. If you can turn a school system around in 5 or 6 years, that is an incredible testament for what you're capable of accomplishing. And that's just one indicator that shows that Harrelson County Schools and Bremen City Schools are a great place for your kids.
Eric and Elizabeth with the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce, our guests on this morning's Community Voice program. Just about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, we will take our first break, and maybe we can come back and touch on on some detailed items that are on that auction website.
Cheesecake.
Yes.
That'll keep them through the commercial.
We will do that after this first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy, here on News Talk 1330 and FM 106.3.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama. Because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Everybody dance now. 8:43. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Your Friday Community Voice Program. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. Our guests are with the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce.
Key word is greater, of course.
And I do have to remind myself still of that now. I mean, I think I've done better than probably the last four or five stories we've written with you guys, but I do have to remind myself, Greater Harrelson. I mean, it actually sounds pretty cool.
Well, that's the whole point.
And you're just to be cool.
Yeah.
And that means you're including in other counties, too.
Part of Bremen is in Carroll County.
Right.
And so money doesn't really care.
Do Carroll County or Coweta County or Polk County, any of the counties, do they have businesses that participate with the Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce? Do they join in with that group?
Absolutely.
We do. Mm-hmm. We have businesses really, and most people now are joining chambers for the benefits. And so some chambers have different benefits. And so, one of the benefits that we've had lately has been a health insurance option. And so we've had a couple of regional businesses that have joined in order to get advantage of that. So it's been interesting to work with those folks. And especially, as chambers, a lot of people just think chambers is networking. Hey, we're going to show up and we're going to pass coffee cups around and do whatever. But I think
like
now.
Like we've done this morning.
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right. My WLBB coffee
that's
cup.
Going home.
Your radio
me.
Listeners can't see it. I'm going to show it to the microphone. But it is fantastic. But, so as those businesses, as the chambers transition, they're starting to join for other reasons. And so it has been, I think it's been challenging to most chambers to kind of move with the markets. And this is just one of the ways we've done it.
We do want to promote the auction a little bit more, but I've pulled out some stats.
Oh, I love stats.
Kind of reply to these. And I think these are kind of nationwide. I don't think they might not be. They might be some little city down in southern Georgia. But the stat here, 44% of customers are more likely to think favorably of businesses who are members of their local chamber. Why do we think that is?
I think chambers have just branded themselves very well as organizations that can get things done. And so members that are part of that organization, I think, show that they're willing to put money and time and effort into organizations that help grow the community.
And they talk, there are more statements like that. Consumers view Chamber of Commerce members as trustworthy more so than people are not in the chamber.
And most of that, I think, really just to do with our radio host.
Yes.
Right, Colin, right? Having the chamber on here. So this is just raising your – I see now why we're here.
All right, let's talk about the auction again. What is the – it used to have a real cool name. Maybe it still does.
It's Grow Harrelson Community Online Auction.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
We thought about the Colin Grow Harrelson Community Auction, but
Colin and Grow Hair kind of.
That's right. Was it not called something else before?
I don't remember.
All right, I've been doing
we renamed it about I don't know how long. 5 years.
Been here like 5.5
Okay,
years.
Maybe that's what maybe it was.
It's on its 14th year.
Yeah.
Wow. So we've done this for a long time.
And you know, this year we moved it. So it used to be in May, and we moved it October to get people thinking about Christmas and the fall and holidays. And of course, today's date I believe is what, July 94th. So certainly it's not October.
It's supposed to be the last day though.
People. Yeah,
that's what I've seen.
What saying, right? Yeah,
I believe it when I see it.
And you can visit that website. And what is it again?
It is HarrelsonAuction.com.
And I think the first item is a hose.
That's right. It's chamber hose right over here. Brought one of them with me. We have two of the amazing hoses and then two other really good hoses.
All the items that will be auctioned off, are they already up there right now? Or do
not
people
all
have
of
more
them.
Time
so,
to, do people have more time?
Yes.
To, hey,
so
to get
Wednesday is the last day that people will be turning them in because it starts on Saturday. So we want everything in there. So when they start bidding on Saturday, they can see every item that'll be available. And they can get a sneak peek at HarrelsonAuction.com. It's October 12th through the 22nd. So it's a 10-day auction, and it's open to anybody, so anybody can bid.
But to bid, I think you probably have to, don't you, register for an account
yes,
or something?
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah, you got to tell us how you're going to pay us.
Right.
Right, yeah, we're very interested in
yes.
that part. Now, the other cool thing about this is one of the few times that the Chamber will promote non-member businesses. So if there's businesses that want to promote a product or a service, they can donate an item to the auction, and we'll make sure that they're that they get the reach of how many people go to our Facebook?
So through our social media campaign, we had 26,000 people see the auction, which is huge. So we're really excited, and that's how we encourage businesses to participate because they get seen by tons of people.
So if there's like a restaurant in Carrollton or something, they're listening today, and even if they're not a member, you encourage them to call up and say,
yes.
And how would they go about that? Would they give it like $50 worth of meal for
gift card, or if they want to make a gift basket? It just depends on the type of businesses. So for instance, like Milltown Music Hall, they give concert tickets. So, and then we have a insurance company that donated Atlanta Falcons tickets. So. Because they can't obviously get free insurance.
Georgia Power, they gave us an electric smoker. I asked them for a couple of buckets of power, but they said, it just doesn't stay inside very well. So.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they covered a power bill. I think that would be very nice, especially beginning next year. But I digress. We're speaking with representatives of the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce on the program this morning at the big auction, which begins on Saturday. What are some examples of the best sellers over the past year?
So I teased your listeners a little bit, and this is a perfect example, of a restaurant that's not a member but donated a cheesecake, and that's Sutton's. And I don't know if you've ever had a Sutton's cheesecake, but you will sob. Eating this thing. It is so good.
You won't share.
Yeah, you won't share.
You will not share.
I wouldn't anyway.
Like, I almost just got a whole one and sat in the tub and just ate it and cried. It was just so good. So we were in there the other day, and I said, hey, can I please have one of those?
It's so good you could eat it in your tub.
If it's really good to him, he'll talk about the tub. Like a pound cake that was on the auction a couple years ago.
That's right, yeah. So that's really the only time I use my bathtub, to bathe my 4-year-old and to eat entire cakes and pies. We've got all kinds of great things. Atlanta United soccer tickets. We have, again, going back to food, of course, they are a member, but the Buttered Udder, certainly you've had the Buttered Udder, right? Yeah. Now
we were supposed to open up in Carrollton.
They're open on the square.
They did.
1.6 pounds in the last month. So certainly you guys have had some Buttered Udder. We've got UGA gift basket, $150 gift card to Price Creek Animal Hospital, the cheesecake, venue rentals, Cabela gift cards, movie nights, fire pit. Now, I noticed that Spa 316 in Bremen gave us a cool sculpting, and so I'm not exactly sure what you do with a cool sculpting. Now, what is this?
So it's a one treatment to do the cool sculpt to shrink you.
So you could buy a cheesecake and then the 316 cool sculpt. There you go.
And it all even out.
It's all good. That's right. Maybe we could get Wallace's building supply to give us a bathtub, and that would kind of just be the whole package.
There you go.
That's fantastic. We got photography sessions. It's really kind of cool what's all going on. Now, I'm going to have to do a shameless plug because I couldn't get away without thanking our sponsors. So Pioneer Ford, they donated a 1965 Ford Mustang. That is not true. Bob, are you listening? Yeah, Bob, if you're listening, thank you for the car. Carol EMC, a bucket of power, Gateway Beacon, Georgia Power, the smoker, Gradit Communications, you guys are a sponsor, HPPG, 4 Honda minivans. Again, not true. But they did actually donate an incredible lawnmower, one of those self-propelled with a bagger. It doesn't come with a teenager to mow your grass, but it's close. It's close. And then, of course, West Georgia Technical College is sponsors. So we couldn't do this without them.
8:50. We're talking with members of the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce on this morning's Community Voice program. Really trying to promote their auction, which begins not tomorrow, the following Saturday.
Yes.
A week from tomorrow, right?
Yes, October 12th.
Okay, but you can also get to their website right now and get a sneak peek of some of the items that are already up there. And they said, hey, if you want to be part of this auction, you can reach out and, and give some ideas. Who would they contact and how would they get in touch?
They can contact me.
And what's our phone number again?
770-537-5594.
Let us take our second break, our final break, and we'll come back and wrap up our program with the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce, Community Voice, brought to you by Tanner Health System, News Talk 1330 and FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we're advancing health throughout West Georgia and East Alabama because we know that exceptional care isn't based on how many patients we serve, but how well we serve them. That's why we're focused on quality, delivering the best possible care for our patients. It's why we're expanding our clinical services and building new facilities to serve our growing community. And it's why we're looking beyond our hospitals and medical practices to develop sustainable wellness and preventive health programs in our region. What makes a hospital great has changed. It's not how many beds we have. It's how well we care for the neighbors who need them. Delivering the right care to every patient, every time, is how Tanner is advancing health with medicine beyond measure. Learn more at Tanner.org or find a physician on our medical staff by calling 770-214-CARE.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education for over 50 years. With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come, be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Our guest this morning with the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce, Eric and Elizabeth, and talking about primarily the big auction they have, which starts a week from tomorrow. Again, you can visit the website and get a sneak peek at some of the items they already do have. And again, encouraging anybody who's listening this morning to give them a call and see how you can be part of that and get your own items up there for this auction. We do like talking a lot about the potential businesses coming in and looking at the communities. I love it when Carol Tamara will tell us things, or the city of Villarica, and then the governor will usually take credit for it and send the press release out before they do.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Just because it's happening.
We're just excited to have them in there.
How active have you seen that maybe potential businesses coming into Harrelson County over the last year, over the last 2 years?
So from new businesses, we've had a pretty steady flow of interest. We've got a couple of good sites, and we're also working on a new program again through Grow Harrelson, the development authority in the county. It's all kind of a team sport. We're looking at a way to start purchasing some industrial property so that we have a more competitive offering for industrial customers. But you're starting to see folks interested in that, certainly on the sites on the interstate. There's a lot more interest there. Our big star is going to be our existing industries. You've got Barco. That's the rubber compounding facility in Tallapoosa. They located here maybe about 4 years ago. They took the old Robbins site. The Development Authority bought that, redeveloped it, and then sold it to those guys. They've added a little over 50,000 square feet of additional space in the current of adding that now, and they're adding employees just constantly. And they're looking to add $2 million worth of equipment. So we're excited that Barco's expanding. Honda Lock's doing some expansions. You got some of the other big players in the region that are expanding. So we've got a lot of activity, certainly with our local. And if you've ever heard the story about the cell phones trying to get new customers, it's a lot cheaper for them to keep you than it is to try to acquire you. And that's the way we see the same thing with industry. It is a lot better for us to support our current guys. And so that's where we spend a lot of our time. And we're starting to see that really pay off. We'll probably see an announcement maybe the next week or so about a pretty substantial expansion in Harrelson County. And so, we're excited about all of these different things because these guys have been players in our community, and they hire our folks, and they stick their name on the back of that softball jersey, and they sponsor different events, and they have been, and they're dedicated. So we try to make sure that they can do that, and also that when there's a larger corporate expansion, that if we're competing with sites in Ohio or Mexico or some other part of the nation, that they're competitive even if they're already here. So and I think we're going to show that's working out for us. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can tell you about it.
Just like when I hear about Carroll County, Villarica, Temple, it's one of the big selling points is the fact they're on Interstate 20.
Sure.
Is that the same for you guys? Is that one of your big selling points where people piques a lot of interest?
You know, certainly they got to get their trucks to the market. Their employees have to get here. Two big drivers, the Atlanta airport's another big driver. You know, you're 50 minutes from anywhere in the world, a nonstop flight. From really anywhere in Harrison County.
Has interest picked up since the Savannah, since they dug little holes in the outside Savannah?
We haven't seen most of our activities, not a lot of that.
That didn't affect you guys that far.
Well, it will, but it hasn't really.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, I was curious if anybody's even looking at this point, because again, I mean, great location towards the airport and smack dab in the middle of Atlanta and Birmingham.
That's right. And, you know, the middle of the ABC Triangle. You can get to Chattanooga in 2.5 hours, so.
Guys, we have 4 minutes left.
4 minutes.
So let's let us boost up the auction.
Right. The auction coming up October 12th through the 22nd. We can go to our website, which I'm going to get backwards every time.
HarrelsonAuction.com.
Fancy title. We went through some of the items. You know, one of the other interesting things about Harrelson County is we're starting to get a lot of wedding venues and event venues.
Yes, we are.
So we were at last night.
Hawkeyes, which is a brand new wedding venue in Buchanan. They built a beautiful barn. It's quiet. It's real nice. But we have several of our venues that have donated rentals so that you can get it if you have a, you know, whether that's a wedding or a baby shower or a birthday party. You can go online and bid on one of those.
Yeah. So, you know, vineyard tours at Trillium. Certainly folks have been to Trillium to have a wine tasting or have gone over there for the Friday night food trucks. Sweet Meadow Farms, they're doing an event, I think, on Sunday. It's
a culinary tour.
Yeah, it's a culinary tour. And if you have it, that's kind of north of Tallapoosa. It is just absolutely beautiful.
That place is stunning.
Muse Farms is always busy. They've always got weddings. You really can spend a lot of time in Harrelson County just hanging out at wedding and event venues. But certainly you would want to do that with a cheesecake, right?
Yes.
Some radio ads. I noticed on here that Gradit gave us some radio ads. And, you know, you could just get radio ads and advertise the fact that you're going to eat a cheesecake in that Wallace bathtub. So you could do that. $150 gift card. There's all kinds of stuff. I was looking at here now. I guess I don't have my glasses because it said 25 steamed roses, but I believe I looked at that wrong because that would make them wilt.
Roses.
Oh, stem, that's right. From Bremen Hosa Florist, Chick-fil-A.
I don't think they have a choice but to be steamed.
My wife would be steamed if I got her steamed roses.
So these items are perfect for Christmas shopping. So if you are looking at starting early, these are going to be great things to look at for Christmas.
Gift cards, propane refills from Treadwell Gas. Yeah, I mean, we've just got a lot. Chick-fil-A, tailgating
Chick-fil-A.
Packages.
We've
got a lot of stuff.
We got gift cards.
That's right.
Especially if you have family members need gift cards. We have them.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
We see food as a lot of options, but I'm reading this upside down, and I see a fishing trip.
Yeah. So this is a hot item. So Robbie York takes a fishing trip with the winner, and there's a group of men that fight over this item to go fishing. So it's a very popular trip.
And then the West Georgia Youth Range gives away membership tickets.
Yes.
And you can go out there and shoot guns, and it's really
do a, skeet shooting.
Yeah, skeet shooting and pistol shooting and shotgun, rifle. They've got all that. Two tickets for the Atlanta movie tours. Do you know anything about that?
Yes. So that's a new item I'm really excited about. So you can do a zombie tour. You can go and do different things in Atlanta where they've had movie scenes at. So it's either a bus tour or a walking tour. You get to pick.
Website one more time.
HarrelsonAuction.com.
Check it out this week. Get ready to bid. Save your money till next week so you can bid. You need a PayPal account or you can use your credit card.
Credit card.
Okay.
Can you swing by and give us cash?
Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Eric and Elizabeth,
for
coming out
this
morning. Absolutely. And look forward to seeing you guys. We're trying to bring you back on at the end of this month, right before the auction ends, so you can hype up the new items that aren't there maybe, perhaps right now, and then maybe encourage some more battles towards the end.
Absolutely.
And thank you for listening to this morning's Community Voice program, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Have a great weekend.